All right, welcome back to Stream of Consciousness. This is Joel, Easter Sunday Cox, and I'm Joey Seis de Aprilio. That's Spanish.
Okay.
That's because we have birthdays coming up.
Yep.
My birthday's coming first. I'm April 6th, you're 16th. Your birthday is going to be Easter this year.
It is.
That's a big deal for you, huh?
Yeah.
How old are you going to be now?
I'm going to be 39.
That is so old.
Yep.
You're a bajillion.
But my age is divisible by 3.
Then it makes it okay, because you're a prime number. I don't know what a prime number is.
I always thought the perfect age was 25. I thought it'd be the most awesome year to be.
It was 25. That's so funny. Mine was always 29. I don't know where, as a little kid, that was the idea in my head, that when you were 29, that was, because you're old enough, you could do everything and anything you want, but you're still young enough that you're not, like, old yet, because 30 was like, so
yeah.
Over that. When you're 7, 30 just seems so far away.
Yeah.
But that was, like, my ideal age was, like, 29. And, like, I didn't realize it then. If I go back in time, like, I would slap myself and go, no, because you'll be bald by 29, you doofus. But in my head, that was never a possibility, because you're a kid. You don't know any better.
At the age of 25, nothing really cool happened, so I just kind of disappointed myself.
No. Yeah, it's the whole 20s are just kind of like, you're still in that, like, that naive young age where you just don't know what anything is in life.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you got it all figured out, and you're like, I'm an adult now, but you're really not.
No.
Like, and I think the point where you become an adult is whenever you go, I'm not an adult. Once you start denying it, then you are it. That's how it happens.
Yeah, like when I get sirs or mister, I'm like, you don't know me.
I hate that. I get that all the time. Like, yes, sir. And I'm like, come on, man. Sir is my mom's name. Please don't give me that. Don't put that burden on me. I'm not there yet, am I? But yes, I am.
So a funny thing happened, because as you know, how would you describe my dress?
The way you're dressed right now?
No, the way I dress in general.
Oh, and I've never seen you in a dress. No, but relaxed. You're like a cartoon character, almost to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
You're always khaki pants with cargo shorts. Khaki cargo pants,
mm-hmm.
And then it's either a maroon t-shirt. College was always a maroon t-shirt.
Yeah.
Now you've evolved into general cartoon t-shirts.
Well, I try to have a t-shirt for almost every occasion in some form or fashion.
Okay.
So, like, I got 4th of July t-shirts. I've got Christmas t-shirts, I've got, like, video game t-shirts, like, I've done a couple escape rooms, I usually wear my Game of Thrones shirt with the imp, where it says, my mind is my weapon. Like, I can usually have either a funny phrase...
I drink and I know things would be my Game of Thrones shirt.
I can see that. But the reason I bring this up, so Friday, Tara had something to go to, and I had nothing to do that evening. So I was meet her for, like, maybe before dinner, to say hi. Run off do my thing. My coworkers were going to go out. I guess there's a happy hour for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And so I went to that, and then we were going to the movies. So I'm like, I'm running before I can change. So I came home, took off my dress clothes, threw on the khakis, threw on the t-shirt, I threw on one of the... You remember I used to wear those long sleeve shirts as like a jacket kind of thing?
Yes, yeah.
So I did that.
Your fleece ones.
Hmm?
Your fleece ones?
Not the fleece, like the actual like t-shirt. It was like a long sleeve shirt.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I just saw a picture of you with one of those on.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, I show up at the theater, and my coworker goes, wow, that's the most casual dress I've ever seen you in. I'm like, yeah, you only see me at work. That's why. This is my normal attire.
Right.
The clothes I wear at work, I'll basically make my skin crawl.
Those are Velcro. They rip off like you're a stripper or a basketball player. Like, you get done, the buzzer rings at the end of the day, and you're like, and everything just comes off, and you run off on
So my buddy Scott got married about 3.5 years ago, and I made a deal with him, like, you're making me wear a suit all day. So what time can I take the clothes off and put on my regular clothes? He goes, you give me the 8 o'clock, you can change. 7:59 rolled around, where's Joel?
I like you negotiated. You had an alarm set at 7:59, beep, 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 and you were just like running into the bathroom to switch over. You had a duffel bag under your arm.
There's actually a picture. Everyone else is dressed up, and I have my black friend shirt, where it's got the three white guys and the black guy sitting on the side.
At my wedding, you did the same thing. Only I didn't have the common sense to say, hey, Joel, stay dressed for XYZ. So, like, we did the ceremony, and it was all over, and there was a little chaos or whatever, and everybody's, okay, let's get everyone together for pictures. And we're like, where's Joel? And you come strolling up wearing shorts and a t-shirt. We're all still in our tuxes. You've got flip-flops and socks and a t-shirt on, and You were just like, I'm done. That's it. We're like, you have to get your... Well, what do I get out of it? I don't remember if you negotiated that, but I'm glad you would.
My sister got married. I think I was a junior or sophomore in high school. And they said, I do. I started taking my tie off. And someone smacked me in the back of the head. I'm like, what the hell?
And then they said, you may now kiss the bride. You've got your pants down, getting changed in the procession line.
So yeah, I've learned that with weddings. And I also made sure with all of my Ulster friends, don't put me in your wedding. If you know me, you know I don't like dressing up.
Right. You were dressed down more for your wedding than you were for my wedding. Like, my wedding, you wore a tux too. Your wedding, you wore a flannel shirt. And we wearing dress pants?
Yeah, dress pants, flannel shirt, and dress shoes.
Were they for real dress pants, or were they just nice pants?
No, they were $180 dress pants.
$180?
We get them for $90.
Still, that's a...
I know!
That's an expensive pair of pants.
So Tara's like, we gotta take you shopping for clothes. I'm like, why? I have dress clothes. Now you can get something for the wedding.
You're like, the Goodwill's closed today. We can't go.
Exactly. So, my friend Nancy went with us, and her husband went. So they took me to Joseph S. Banks. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what do you want to try on? Like, what do you think? I'm like, no, you ask them. I don't want to wear these clothes.
I have no idea what I want to wear. I'm like a child. Somebody has to dress me.
Exactly. So I'm putting these clothes on, and I'm like, what do you think? I'm like, it doesn't matter what I think, because I don't want to wear any of this.
I have no say-so. It's all been taken away from me in life.
All in my head, you know what I was chanting?
What?
Fuck the show.
Fuck I don't care what Call I have back. To wear.
So.
What size pants do you wear? Before or after dinner? Before or after steak.
So then I'm trying these clothes on. I'm looking at the price tags. I'm like, oh my god, these are super expensive. Like, these are the most expensive clothes I've ever tried on.
Right.
So then we go through and buy the clothes, and they're half off because there's some deal. And I'm standing there.
Of course they're half off. They're $180 pants.
Uh-huh. So then...
Were they made by the king?
No, they're tailored. So then the one guy, Nancy Southern Christian, was like... What could you buy for your drone with that kind of money you just dropped on clothing? And I read up all these parts. I'm like, I could have built a drone for the parts of these clothes. On the bright side, I did like the shirt I bought. And I bought a short sleeve version of that shirt as well. And I wear those at work.
So I'm getting a matching short sleeve, long sleeve shirt?
Yeah, pretty much.
I believe that. You are like a cartoon character.
Yes, I am.
You are. It's like you just open up your closet and it's all lined up of the exact same thing. You're basically Bart Simpson.
Well, actually, those go in the drawer. My special T-shirts stay in the closet. So you know the scenes in Batman where they got the aqua suit and they got the regular suit, the space suit, and all those different suits. That's more like what my closet looks like. I'm like
just different Joel suits.
It's like, hey, we're going to the buffet. I need my PETA shirt. People eating Taste of the Animal shirt over here. Hey, we're going to the Star Wars. I gotta get one of my Star Wars shirts.
I love the ironic T-shirts and such, the ones that have, like, the goofy stuff on them. But I really don't have a ton of them. Like, I have 5 shirts, really. Like, I'm in a certain cycle where it's either... There's 3 of them have cartoon characters on them or superheroes or something. And then, like, I have 1 clean white T-shirt just in case I need to not offend somebody someday. And that's where I go. But I don't have, like, a whole slew of shirts.
See, I've got my color shirts. I have the maroon ones, which is funny, because I've had them since 7th grade. Because my dad bought all the shirts, he used to print T-shirts and stuff.
Wow.
So he bought these shirts, and I think they were, like, extra large or large or whatever. So I usually just wore them, like, they were my shirts of, either I'm going to do something, like, work around the house, or I'm not going anywhere, so since someone's seeing, why do I need to wear a cool shirt? And I still have, like, 10 of them left.
I like that, like, because now we're doing the show, we're just doing just audio, we're not doing the video, and that was the biggest relief for me to kind of go, I don't have to do anything. Like, I didn't have to, I didn't shave, I didn't shower, I don't think I brushed my teeth today. Like, I just went, well, what's the point? There's no sense in it. I don't care who, I just completely have given up on all looks. And I never thought of myself as a vain person until I realized no one was going to be looking at me today, and then I went, I don't have to do anything. I'm not even wearing underwear at this point. I just kind of quit on life. I've got to the point where just laziness has overrun me and consumed my every decision. Everything I want to do, I'm like, I really want to shave. It's even itchy. Like, it's not even like I want to shave because I want to look good on camera or anything. I just want to shave because it's getting scratchy, but every time I get the thought in my head, oh, I gotta go shave, and I have the free time, it's always, I'm on the couch, and I'm like, oh, the razor's all the way upstairs in the bathroom, and then I gotta get out the shaving cream, and that's just not worth it. I quit. I throw in the towel before it starts.
I shave when my head gets itchy or the beard gets itchy. And I just shave it all off. And usually just when I wake up on a Saturday, I'm like, this is bothering me. Well, I got the time because it's Saturday morning. 15 minutes later, good to go.
I don't shave. I hate shaving, but I feel like I have to shave certain points for everything that's going on in my day or in my life. Like, I shave. And here's the other thing, too, is I'm extremely pale. Like, I've given pale a whole new term. Like, I'm the kind of pale. There's like, me, and then below me is, like, albino. And that's, like, really the only steps in between. So once the summer comes around and it gets warm and stuff, I start shaving because I like to go outside. I like to get a little bit of sun because I tan, and I'm still paler than people who haven't been out in the sun yet. Like, I'm like, wow, what a great tan. And people are like, if you were any paler, you'd be blue. Like, you can't get paler than that.
You know my favorite thing to do at my one job? This one woman I worked with, she loved the sun. She's always sunbathing, and like, oh, my tan's so great. And just to mess with her, I go, I put my hand up to her, and like, I still have a better tan. And she's like, I hate you. One day I'll be darker. And I'm like, yeah, and then you'll have skin cancer.
That's how white people die.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, speaking of people, white people dying, not dying, but Hugh Jackman, I just found out, has skin cancer. He's had skin cancer for a while. That's why he, I don't want to ruin anything, but he's... well, yeah, I could say he's resigned the mantle of Wolverine. He's no longer
Wolverine. That's one of the reasons.
Well, that's one of
the other reason was the regimen he has to go through to be shirtless in that show, in that movies.
It's a well, and he's also getting older. He started playing Wolverine like what 20 some years ago or something crazy. Mm-hmm. So he cashed, but he had a handful of reasons. Not that he needs an excuse. He's already played the character that many times. So at this point, he's just kind of like, you got to move on, or else you're going to get typecast. And it's amazing he hasn't been typecast yet. He's still done a lot of other movies.
Have you seen the Third Night of the Museum movie?
Yes, whenever they're running through it, he's on stage with, I can't remember who he's on stage with, and he like starts doing the Wolverine thing. He gets in his berserker mode as Wolverine. That's funny. I like that. He is, and he owns up to the fact that he's kind of been, he's been Wolverine so much that people go, he's synonymous with Wolverine. And he's quit. He's done. Mm-hmm. So either they're going to have to replace him with another actor, which I can't imagine him doing because he's just too well loved, or they're just going to kind of go, all right, we don't make any Wolverine movies until, you know, this generation, until we die and a new generation of kids come.
Well, I think what they might end up doing is, I know they did the reboot where they did the,
like the way they went back in time.
Yeah, thing? I think if they do another reboot, they can get away with.
Was that Apocalypse? Which one was that?
Where they First Class was the very first one, but
First Class was
Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past is one where they went back.
Is one of them when they bridge both of them. Yeah, but I feel like in order to bring another Wolverine, they're going to have to reboot again, and just start with new characters. Well,
and I think what'll happen is if they do go back, because that really, other than Hugh Jackman, nobody that was in those movies was like somebody that they're like, we have to. Uh-huh. Like, I always want to say James Marsden, but it wasn't James Marsden that played. Was James Marsden played Cyclops?
I don't remember.
That wasn't James Marsden. Anyways, the dude who played Cyclops, I thought was the perfect casting for Cyclops, and I was kind of shocked when.
Well, do you know the story?
Very first one, like first X Men.
But here's
the thing. There was a couple people. There was a younger kid they brought in later on.
But here's what happened though, in the first X Men movie, he was a dick, and as the movies went on, the director did not like the guy who played Cyclops, so they kept writing him out of the movies. That's why
Bryan Singer.
Yeah, that's why, as you noticed, as the movies went on, there's less and less Cyclops.
That boggles my mind, because, like, I mean, like, maybe he as a person was...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, as an actor, I thought he really nailed that
part. Yeah, you're right, James Marsden.
Was it James? Okay, I thought it was Marsden. But I liked him a lot. I thought he was the perfect Cyclops. Yeah. I really thought that
Well, apparently something between him and Bryan Singer went down, and that's why he kept getting less and less screen time in the movies.
Well, that's a shame because he was really good at it. Yeah. And really, like, if you go back, because I mean, coming from, I was a comic book nerd, so for me to you go back to that, what was that, 94 or something, whatever that came out, or 96 or whatever.
Actually, it was year was. I think it was 2000.
Was it that late?
Yeah, because I didn't think when
that was like late 90s.
It was exactly 2000. I started my internship, and that was one of the first movies I saw.
Well, I was a nerd from long before that. Yeah. Then. And in the comic books, Wolverine is a favorite character, and he's a predominant character, but X-Men is not Wolverine. Yeah. It's not Wolverine's X-Men. It was Cyclops was the leader of the X-Men. And whether you're looking at the comic books or the cartoons or what have you, it was always Cyclops' X-Men.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Professor X's.
Professor but he was, the first in command.
Right, and I really thought that when they brought out the movie, I expected it to be kind of along that line where it was like, and I knew that they were going to make it more about Wolverine because he was a fan favorite and he was kind of big at the time. Yeah. So that really pushed into that because, I mean, now that Hugh Jackman took over the role, he is everyone's favorite. Yeah. And even I'm like, I love him. He's probably one of my top favorite comic book characters.
When I got started in comic books, I think I was in 8th grade or 7th grade, and the one kid I was friends with, he introduced me to Wizard, which was the magazine / pricing guide.
Uh-huh. I remember Wizard.
And I remember reading an article about how old school Wolverine was extremely savage. Like, he'd be sitting in the mansion in the kitchen eating his Cheerios, and Kitty Pryde would walk in, he would just, like, kill her and just go back to eating his Cheerios.
I don't think he was quite that savage, but he was rough. Well, he was the original in the comic books. First of all, he's like 5'6" or something.
Yeah.
Don't quote me, but he was very short. Yeah. He's like just this grisly, hairy animal of a person.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't like the smartest character. He was just like this savage sort of, I mean, he was animalistic.
Yeah. They were saying somewhere that he was like extremely smart and like could play like 5 different chess games at once in his head. Like he's very tactical.
Well, and a lot of it, they went back and changed some things too.
Okay, then that might be.
As far as, no, I mean, maybe they did.
When I came in, that's what they were saying.
I don't remember the character being that way. But also, he wasn't as predominant. Yeah. Like, he was big in the comic books, but he wasn't like the lead in the comic books. It was really a story about the entire group. Mm-hmm. You know, it was about Storm and Wolverine and, you know, I mean, a lot of other characters. And when you get into the cartoon, Gambit was a big one. And Gambit has been, always will be, my favorite X-Men of all time. I think it's a shame what they did to him in the movies. Nothing against Taylor Kish or Kishk or whatever that dude's name is. Great actor, and he's done a lot of really good stuff. But he got boned on that because the script itself made Gambit look wrong, and it was just terrible. And he took a lot of flack over that. But I don't blame him. I blame that movie was just a terrible movie.
Well, the thing is, though, Sony does not know what they're. I'm sorry, Fox does not know what they're doing with the X-Men.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be tough for them. They've got a rough run because now that Jackman's out of it, what are they going to do? You can make another X-Men movie, but you're going to make it about who? Because not only is Jackman out, but also Patrick Stewart is out. So you won't see Professor X unless they go back to the whole Marsden thing. Or not Marsden. What's his name?
Cyclops?
McAvoy.
Oh, McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
Well, this was Fantastic Four.
Reboot that one again because that's done so well.
You know when they rebooted it last time? If they did not make a movie, they would have lost the rights to it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Well, apparently, but another buddy of mine is telling a story that apparently they hired a director, he did the movie, they watched the edit of it and found how horrible it was, they fired him and did it and had it reshot again.
I wasn't a fan of, I like,
I didn't like the original Fantastic Four movies that came out.
No, it wasn't very good. The original, well, the one with, Jessica Biel in it was Jessica Biel and the Commish and
you mean Jessica Alba?
Jessica Alba, I'm sorry, Jessica. All the Jessicas run together. Hot Jessica, the dude who played the Commish was thing, and then Johnny Storm was Captain America, Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans,
which I liked. I thought that casting was really good. I didn't love the dude.
Yeah, the casting, fantastic. The casting was good. Yeah. The story was horrible.
It was not a great storyline.
And the second one, but my buddy worked for Circuit City for a while, they actually blew a ton of money for like a 30-second like shot. I think it was like 3 seconds or something like that, shot of a Circuit City billboard in one of the chases.
No kidding.
Hoping it would do some advertising. They went under.
I just can't imagine that they will for them. Well, the new one had Miles Teller in it. Mm-hmm. And I love Miles Teller. He's an amazing, amazing actor. He's just done so many great movies. And every time you watch him, even like his crappy movies, you really enjoy him. Because he's done some movies that were just garbage. And I can't remember the names of any of them. But he did one with them. I think it was him and Zac Efron. Actually, him, Zac Efron, and Michael B. Johnson, who played Johnny Storm in the new movie. Mm-hmm. They did a movie together. And it was a terrible movie, but it was funny and it was great. And it was he's an enjoyable actor to watch. And then he was in... Whiplash, the drummer movie, where he nailed that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really went through this whole range of emotion. So he's a fantastic actor, but again, the movie just wasn't meant to be. And I think, again, that wasn't the acting, because you look at Michael B. Jordan, amazing actor. Miles Teller, fantastic actor. The kid they got to play thing was, you know, I'd never heard him before or seen him since.
Oh, Jamie Bell. He was in Jumper.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. I could do with or without him. He mm-hmm. wasn't... Nothing against him. I'm sure he's a great guy, but I just didn't need him in that one. But it wasn't... The movie itself just didn't carry well. And I've always said the same thing. Like, whenever you go to Green Lantern. Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds takes a lot of flack, and Ryan Reynolds
took heat over that. But here's the thing, though. Taryn and I were talking about this the other day. Marvel? Amazing movies. Crappy TV. DC? Amazing TV. Crappy movies.
You don't like the Marvel TV shows?
They're okay. Like
Daredevil, hands down.
No, I'm talking about like, okay, Daredevil's the exception.
Okay.
Okay, anything
that's... You mean like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, okay, let me put it this way. Anything that's not a Netflix show, that's actually a TV show...
I've got most of the way through all the Netflix stuff right now. Daredevil, unbelievable. Yeah. First season especially, fantastic. Yeah. Then, did Jessica Jones come out? And then it was Daredevil 2. I think that's the way it went. With Jessica Jones, then Daredevil 2, then Luke Cage, and then Iron Fist. Yeah. And I'm most of the way through Iron Fist. I've seen all of those.
I just started Iron Fist last night. I gotta go back.
Did you watch Luke Cage?
I watched the first episode. I thought it was a little slow, but I gotta go back and watch that as well.
Luke Cage was good, but it was different than any of the other ones. And I think a lot of it was, especially for me, as you're watching this... They slip it. It felt a little more uncomfortable. I don't know if they purposely took you out of your comfort zone or what, but it was like... Because, like, you watch Daredevil and you just know almost anything can happen.
Yeah.
And there's a boundary. Like, you know at a certain point they're going to stop and they're not going to show certain things or they're not going to get too above and beyond. You're not going to hear certain words or whatever. Like, it holds its rating, but it's still kind of... You're not worried about how far it's going to go. It's not a cable show, so you don't fear that. And then the same thing with Daredevil, the second season, was it got a little further, pushed the envelope a little more, it was a little more graphic, a little more violent, but it still seemed like a comic book. Same with Jessica Jones, it had that feel. Then I started watching Luke Cage, and it really didn't feel like a comic book show. And I think a lot of it was... The way that it was written. It was written really well. I'm not saying it wasn't. What I'm saying was it took me out of my comfort zone watching it. Partly like right off the bat, like very early on, they start dropping the N-word. Mm-hmm. And for a white dude, I get very offended by that word. Like I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm more offended by that word than I am if you were to call somebody like a cracker or a honky or something like that. Like those words are like whatever. They don't mean anything to me. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, that makes me very uncomfortable to watch that on a show because I'm like, I'm turning the volume down. I got neighbors. I don't want them hearing this going on. Like this is, I don't do that. I turned up like whenever you're driving down the street and like a song comes on, you're like, man, I really like this. And then like that word comes out in the song, I crank the radio way down. Uh-huh. I put on country music or something. Like I avoid that.
It's a funny story. When I worked at the school district, I think it was my first or second year, the kids, we allowed them to watch movies and stuff while they did stuff. Okay. So they'd have a movie on the background. They'd sit at the computer labs, do whatever. Because you'd be in a room for an hour, 2 hours putting stuff together, seeing something to pass the time. So the one kid was watching Black Snake Moan. And Sam Jackson. Yeah, and he drops the N-word a couple times.
Yeah, maybe. That sounds like something
he told me a couple months later. He was like, I was scared to death that I'd be watching that, and you'd walk in, he'd say that, and you'd kill me. I'm like, dude, you didn't say it.
And you're like, it doesn't faze you. No. Like, that's one of those things, because we've been friends for a long time, and I think I've maybe heard you say that word, like, twice, maybe? Mm-hmm. And I'm not even sure I've heard you say it. Like, honestly, I might have been drunk and hallucinated it. Like, that's not a word you toss around. Like, that's not your normal conversation.
I've heard that word a lot because of various people in my life. It doesn't bother me.
There's certain people that, like, if you're having a conversation with another black guy, like, he can say that word, and it's not awkward, it's not weird, it's not whatever. It's like, the black community is taking that word back.
Yeah.
You've gone, we own this, this is our word now, and that's all cool, but for like, my side of the line, like, I hear that word occasionally amongst friends, but, like, cause I hang with you, and you, and not that you say it, but, like, you know what I mean, like, Jonesy throws that word around sometimes.
See, I'll say it out of irony, or, like, when I pretend to be the black person people expect people to be. Because I get the whole,
you're not thug.
Yeah. Whenever I pretend to be thug when I'm talking about stuff.
You get gangster with your Voltron shirt on.
What I'm saying is occasionally something will come up and I'll say something ironically about how I should be thug. And I might say something to, like,
to make a little more ghetto. Right, yeah.
So that's whenever I say those words occasionally. But, like, to me, it's a word. It doesn't bother me. Like, I've heard people say it. I was in high school, actually. I think I was a junior or sophomore in high school. And I'm staring at the end of my driveway. And my parents lived in suburbia. So, like, it wasn't like, you know, house next to each other. There's, like, maybe half an acre between houses.
Right.
So you'd have a long road, and you might have five houses. Yeah. So I'm at the corner, I'm on this road, and it's about a tenth of a mile to the edge of the actual road till it gets another intersection. I'm standing there, it's like 6:30, 6:45 in the morning. I'm standing there until fall afternoon, and this van comes off. And there's, like, these four white women in it. They're, like, middle-aged. They look at me, they run over there. They say the word at me, they laugh, and they drive off.
What?
Yeah. I look at them, and I'm like, wow, you guys are stupid.
Right?
Because, like, I've heard the word. I know what the word means. But for me, my dad has said a phrase of... They can call you...
Remember you told me this.
They can call you In Charlie all day long, but the name of your paycheck is Joel Cox, and that's all that matters.
I remember you telling me... We actually, we got... it was the most awkward I've ever felt, I think, with that... Maybe not the most awkward, but one of the times hanging with you that was most awkward. We went... I think we went to, like, the comic book convention or something. One of our nerd fests that we go to. And we were there with a bunch of friends and friends of friends type of thing. And we all go out to eat, and we stopped at this bar afterwards. So we're hanging out at the bar, and we got a table. We were getting food at the bar, and the one guy, the Irish guy. Mm. Do you remember do you remember him telling the story about his grandma? No, it was his mom or his grandmother, his aunt or something like that. And he's going on this story, and he's drunk and belligerent because that's what Irish people do.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going on the story, and then he gets to this point where he says about there being garden gnomes in, I guess, mom's yard or something. And then his grandfather comes out, or whoever it was. One of the friends took one of the garden gnomes and replaced it with an African-American garden gnome. and he's just telling his story like it's a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out, and he's get the N-word out of the yard.
Uh-huh.
And I went, oh, like, I don't know this dude. We didn't show up here together. I'm looking around. Cause like, and I forgot that you are black at the moment. Like, in my head, I was like, I hope any black people didn't hear him say that and think that's a word that we all use. Because we don't. I don't like that. So I'm looking around, and I'm like, oh, cool. I got you. Like, I'm, like, real buddied up with you at this point. All of a sudden, I become an even closer friend with you. But, just one of those words that we avoid, and I there's been a couple of times where I've heard people say it, and it's always been friends, and it's still one of those things that I don't care if, unless you are black, you don't get to say that word. I don't think because you date someone or you know someone or your best friend happens to, that's not an excuse, in my opinion, not an excuse to throw that term out there.
Well, I remember I was in middle school once. And some kid came over to me and goes, so-and-so called you the N-word. I'm like, really? How about you come over and say it in my face then? Because I knew they were starting to start a fight. And for some people, I know, like, a lot of black people, they hear that word, they go off.
Yeah.
And they lose it. I like making people feel uncomfortable. I had one guy. I went out to visit my buddy out in Patton. I'll never set foot in Patton again, by the way. So my buddy's like, yeah, my buddy Richie's going to come. He might say something stupid, so don't mind him. I'm like, okay. I'm sitting there. And it's all these kids, like, it was kind of redneck central. Like, they weren't rednecks.
Yeah.
But, like, they could easily just hang out with the redneck and be okay, whatever. So the one guy comes over, he goes, hey, JT. Hey, Richie, how's it going? Why don't you got a beer? He goes, well, I look like you're into you. And he looks at me and goes, "Oh, crap. Bernie, I done it. I didn't mean to do it, but I did it. I didn't want to do it, but I did it." So then the rest of the night.
I never say that word. It's the first time ever. Yeah, you do. Nobody so, lets that word slip. Unless
make it even better. All night, I'd walk up to Richie, put my arm around him. "Hey, Richie, I still ain't getting you a beer. I don't care what you say." And he just become 2 inches tall and feel so horrible.
That's crazy.
And it's funny because I met some people, like, in some places, like rural areas, they say that word. And, like, some people know what it means and they say it. And the people, they just hear it and they say it because that's the vernacular.
Yeah.
And then until they say, see a black guy, I'm like, "Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, you see, we just say that word. We know we don't realize what it means, and you showed up, and then the things get off." I love that moment with someone.
That really awkward moment where there's like, we're at the back pedal and go, "No, that's not what I meant."
Because
it doesn't even rhyme with anything that you can pretend. Like, it's not like you say, like you call somebody a bitch and you can go, "No, I said it was witch. Uh-huh. I said witch." Like, you can't play that one off.
There's another guy I knew from college. He used to say the words, "Inriot." And he, I think he realized what he was saying, and he, I knew he stopped saying.
What?
Inner rigget. It's a term for, like, jerry rigging.
Okay.
So, like, I noticed he stopped saying it around me, and he'd start to say it, and he'd stop.
Oh.
And it's funny, because, like, some people don't realize what they're saying until that person is around them.
Said, yeah. Well, I think I told you the story about, I know I've told you the story, but I have said the word. I was 12 years old. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
It was the first and last time that I've said that word. I said it in front of my mom, and she whooped the daylights out of me. And then I've never said that word again since. Like, I was, in the moment, like, I was little. I was stupid. I heard my friends say it. I said it. And it was one of those things. And I grew up in a predominantly, like, I was the white kid in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a bit, like, it wasn't as big of a deal because I heard everybody say this. And it wasn't white people I heard say it. It was everybody I heard say it. So I was like, one day I thought, I'm going to be tough. I knew it was a bad word. I knew you don't say it. I didn't realize how bad of a word it was. And I kind of like worked it into conversation. What I said was Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I said it differently. And my mom went, "What?" And I went, no. What I said was Arnold Schwarzenegger. And she went, "No, you didn't." And then she just beat the daylight. Like, kind of, like, not like, "Oh, honey, you're going to learn." No, like, I was like, crying and weeping and sitting in a puddle of my own pee with a snot bubble coming out of my nose and my lip just quivering in and out. And I went, well, lesson learned. And I'm glad she did, because I learned a huge lesson that day. I learned, don't do that.
Well, I know a lot of black people had their, that time, the first time they heard it were called in public. It's like, okay, what do I do? And it's like, I just don't care. Because, like I said, my dad at an early age told me that story. And it was like, okay.
Yeah. Well, now that we've alienated most of our audience and made all the white people uncomfortable by talking about the N-word, because people at home are sitting here going, whoa, I guess I better not say that word. All right, I'm going to comment. I don't say that word. But we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
And
it's probably our last episode now that we've had that topic.
Yeah, now that we've been kicked off of iPodCat, PodTune, what are we on?
We're on
Podcasts.
We're on Google Play. We're on Apple iTunes. We're on Player FM.
Steve Jobs is gone, so we can say whatever we want on Apple iTunes. They won't kick us off anymore.
We have clean content, so we kind of can't.
All right.
We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter.
All right.
And because we're not doing a video anymore, please like us at facebook.com/streamingconsciousnesspodcast. If you're going to the website, it's streamingconsciousnesspodcast.com. If you're on Twitter, it is streamingconsciousnesspodcast. And I think that's everything.
That's more or less it. If not, watch another episode and we'll explain to you where to find us.
Yeah.
So make sure you like and you subscribe to us. And again, thank you for listening as always.
Good night.
Disco.